Dr. Woodrow? Dr. Woodrow, are you okay? Oh, goddess. I was afraid you'd never wake up. What's the matter, doctor? Don't you recognize me? After all those long hours at the laboratory, tinkering with formulas, injecting your lab assistant with dangerous plant compounds? No. You will not use my slave name again. You thought I was dead, didn't you? You thought you covered it all up. No, no, no. I've changed, Doctor. The animal plant toxins had a rather unique effect on me. They replaced my blood with aloe, my skin with chlorophyll, and filled my lips. Sorry, getting ahead of myself. Silly me. Well, while I was in limbo, so to speak, I found my destiny. I was to protect nature from those who seek to harm and abuse it. I was to become Mother Nature's current incarnation, an all-power entity dedicated to the protection of her children, the flora that graces this filthy, wretched world. You can call me Ivy. Poison Ivy. Do you like the new me, Doctor? Mousy, meek Pamela in a lab coat and glasses. A meat suit thrown away to make room for something much, much better. Your eyes are hungry, tracing every smooth, creamy curve of my body. My new form wasn't the only gift given to me by Gaia. There's this, for example. Are you having trouble breathing? Poor baby. I'm still experimenting. It's an apparent side effect of my reincarnation. Listen to my commands, and I listen to their shrill pleas for help, their agonized screams as men trample and destroy them. But I am their savior. I can help them survive and thrive. Thanks to this uncanny connection with my babies, I can tell them where to grow, where to move, and whose windpipe to crush. Oh, Jason, I wouldn't go through all this trouble just to end your life like that. You deserve to suffer, like the rest of your kind. The horny, polluting, deceiving, ungrateful men. You will all suffer if you stand in the way of me and my babies. Dear Jason, do you notice anything sweet in the air? Love, maybe? You see, just like a plant that aspires for reproduction, I can exude pheromones from my skin. I don't seem to be affected by them. But you, I can see your arousal. How you're aching for release. Aching for your naive, submissive, lab assistant to swallow your warm, sticky seed. Tut, tut. You won't get that. You're not worthy enough to be relieved. I have something different in mind. Not quite the position you had in mind. Isn't that right, Doctor? You beneath me, hard, afraid, yet docile. I guess men will have to get used to seeing me like that. Now, take a deep breath and make me come, slave. A little to the left. I probably should have mentioned this earlier. And you're probably already feeling the effects now. Your chest aches. Breathing is a chore. More and more bodily functions are disabled. That's right, Jason. I'm poison. And you're my first kill. Isn't that fascinating? Now eat. Thank you, Jason. You taught me an important lesson about men. Your kind can never be trusted. Now, I'd hate to keep a good meal away from my babies.